How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Brian Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. We have McKeon and Wald back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. Chris Lopresti, we have another update here in about 27 minutes. Man, you heard Chris going through the leaderboard. Molinari has a 2-shot lead over Finau and Woods. They will go to threesomes. They have bumped up the start of the Masters in Augusta, Georgia, to 7:30 a.m. on Sunday. Storms moving in on Sunday afternoon, so the last group of three, normally they do the twosomes, will be Molinari, Finau, and Tiger Woods. Tiger and Finau are 2 shots back of Molinari. 9:20 a.m. Wake up with the Masters. Brooks Koepka, Ian Poulter, Webb Simpson will be in the second threesome. Man, Dustin Johnson, Luis Oosthuizen, Harding from South Africa. Then you'll get Matt Kuchar, Xander Schauffele, and Adam Scott, Ricky Fowler, Jason Day, Phil Mickelson, Rahm, Thomas, Patrick Cantlay. That's a good leaderboard. Really is. With the thunderous roar at 18 and pretty much for every good shot he hit or every time he walked up to a hole, one thing as I watched every swing of Tiger and Poulter's last nine today, is the hate gone for Tiger? Now, it doesn't seem to be based on some of the comments on air and some of the social networks in regards to my first huge question of the night. I think most, not all, most have forgiven Tiger and you're rooting for him. And that goes back probably within the last year. So you can answer that question at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227 at Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Next question in regards to LeBron in Los Angeles. And I know you can't blame him for everything, but it is one of the most stunning things to see how acquiring the best player in the league, one of the biggest marketing names and faces and voices out there today, and how it's nuked the Lakers and pushed them even further to a level that I don't think they'll recover from with LeBron. I know he can sit around with his people and we're going to get our coach and we'll get our people in the front office and look what we did in Cleveland. No, it's a Western Conference and it's L.A. You know, can you blame LeBron for everything? No, but when Magic Johnson is saying I'm not having fun, and don't tell me that's, you know, Rob Pelinka and the buses going around Magic's back. No. It's just the drama that's been there. You know, Magic's good friends with Michael. And again, Michael didn't deal with social networks or 9,000 cable and satellite channels back in the day. But LeBron has showed zero leadership in Los Angeles. And you can tell me about the 27 points he averaged. I don't care about points. I don't. You know, he could do everything in Cleveland. The Eastern Conference has been a joke for what? You know, last 8-9 years, right? You thought this team was going to be the next team, or this team was going to be the next team, or, you know, Boston looked like they were moving in a direction. Then Kyrie goes kind of off the rails. Hayward's never recovered from that horrific injury. You know, Brad Stevens was a miracle worker last year. So I just, with LeBron, I don't think we're going to see that comeback in L.A. So I'm asking you that question. One, are there any haters left on Tiger? And two, do you envision a LeBron comeback now that he can get all his people in place? You tell me. 1-855-212-4CBS. for CBS. I'll also read some tweets. I'll deliver a huge opinion on the Stanley Cup playoffs, which have been fantastic. That might be the best until you get to the NBA Finals. And I'm talking just the mainstream, not the local fans. Stanley Cup playoff hockey, it's amazing how the regular season games, outside of a few Wednesday night matchups, or, you know, your Islanders, you play the Rangers or something, or you get excited, but how good it is. I mean, it really is. And how 1 through 8 every year can knock off and 8 can get a 1. Can't do that in basketball. NFL, you rarely see that. You'll see a run with a wild card team on occasion. So I'll deliver huge opinions on the Stanley Cup playoffs and the NBA playoffs. No leadership in Philly. Toronto. Hey, we had another great regular season. And the playoffs are in our head. Let's roll back out to the audience. Let's go to, I think it's Ed in Chicago. How you doing, my friend?
Hey, Bill, how are you?
Thanks for listening on AM 670, The Score.
Yes, sir. Concerning tomorrow's final round, I think Tiger can win this if he can shoot his best round of the tournament. I figure he's going to have to shoot 6 under tomorrow. When this guy Molinari is hitting that ball, he's going to have his best round. I think he can do it. We'll wait and see. I just want to make a comment on Tiger and Jack Nicklaus, okay? Jack has 4 more majors. Tiger has 13 more regular season wins. 15 more. Tiger has 66 regular, 14 majors. Jack has 55 regular, 18 majors. So Tiger Woods actually has 7 more victories than Jack Nicklaus. I think Tiger is the greatest of all time. That's just my opinion, sir.
Thank you, Ed, in Chicago, listening on AM 670, The Score. Want to give a shout-out to Mitch Rosen and his team at the radio home of your Chicago Cubs, who started to pick it up a little bit after a slow start. Let's go to Mike in beautiful Des Moines, Iowa. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
How are you doing tonight?
Hey, Michael.
Hey, just real quick, your question about Tiger Woods and why people hate him. When I hear interviews, someone interviewing him, it's always an eye, and he never gives the other golfers props much, and it's just too much me, my putting wasn't working today, my, greens wasn't hitting the greens, and he just never gives nobody props, and he's been like that all his career, but I hate that. He's not a very humble guy. So.
All right. Well, thank you, Mike, in Des Moines, Iowa. You know, golf isn't a team game until you get to President's Cup or the Ryder Cup. It's about what you do. No one's helping you. It's not a team. It's not NASCAR where somebody has got to block another car attempting to pass you in the final lap at Daytona. You know, golf is an individual game. So I don't fault Tiger. And he's on such a plateau, man. He's up there with the biggest ever. He's up there with Elvis, the Beatles, Michael. Gosh, they're in a, Jack, Arnie. I put them there. You know, it's a special penthouse for one of the biggest names ever in sports and culture in America. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. Make sure you drop some tweets at Saturday Huge on Twitter. Gator Duke from Fort Lauderdale, thanks for the wait. And you're on the Saturday Night Huge Show. We lost Gator. Let's go to Bob from Pittsburgh. How you doing, my friend?
Hey, what's going on, man?
What's shaking?
Hey, I love the opinion. Tiger Woods is the greatest golfer of all time. Look at the excitement that he brings every single hole, every single round. You cannot beat that. I love it.
Is he going to win tomorrow?
Oh, absolutely. I hope he does, for the simple fact that I love to see greatness. You know, I would say that Tom Brady was the greatest of all time, but he has lost Super Bowls. Tiger Woods, he was the greatest of all time. You knew when Tiger Woods was involved and he was at his peak, he was not losing. And that is where he is now, and I hope he comes back. If he wins this, look out. You never know what's going to happen.
Thank you, Bobby, in Pittsburgh, listening on 93.7 FM, one of America's top sports radio stations. Let's go to DeMonte from Wisconsin. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Bill, how's it going?
I'm doing good, buddy. How you doing?
Good. I just got a two-part question. Comment. So the first comment is all the negative attention that's being shadowed over LeBron James in L.A., I think is nonsense. I feel like LeBron does have a shot to go to the finals again and possibly win again, and that's going to take a lot of rebuilding, even if that has to mean Magic Johnson have to leave. But when you have a great player like that, sometimes you're going to have a lot of scrutiny and a lot of stuff that happens with that player. And also, LeBron is a great, great person, very humble person. A lot of people around the league reach out to him for a lot of advice and stuff like that, and I just don't like the negative spotlight that he's getting. Like, basically, like, everything is his fault.
Thank you, Damani. Appreciate your huge opinion in Wisconsin, but he made that choice when he went to Los Angeles. You know, that spotlight isn't the same in Cleveland until really playoff time. Let's go to Mark in Kansas City, Missouri. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, brother. I just want to say, athletes are not what I use for my moral compass. I love sports, and I'm going to be tuned in to the Masters tomorrow morning only because Tiger Woods is on and only because he's going to be wearing red and only because he's going to have a shot at it. And there should be no hate for somebody. All he is an athlete. You know, you can say what you want about his personal life. Look in the mirror. Look at all the past greats. You know, there's not too many of them that are squeaky clean. Thank you very much. Enjoy the show.
Thank you, Mark. Yeah, great, huge opinion from Kansas City. Let's travel to Illinois and Dean. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Bill, how you doing tonight?
Hey, Dino.
As far as Tiger Woods goes, I personally like the guy. I think he has been great for the game of golf in that he has stimulated interest. I mean, there are people that 20 years ago never thought about watching golf on TV, and they watch because of Tiger Woods. As far as his personal life, I have never understood why people think that just because somebody's an athlete or an entertainer, whatever, that all of a sudden they can't be human. They can't make the same mistakes the rest of us make. If he was, Joe from Podunk, everybody'd say, oh, well, hey, made a mistake, that's it. But because he's Tiger Woods, it's amplified. And I've never understood that, but I guess that's just the way it is. With regards to LeBron, I don't have access to his psychological profile, but I got to think the guy's gone a little over the deep end there because he just, it's like he's forgotten about basketball. I mean, that's what he does. And he's involved in all this other stuff, and, he's trying to run the team and do this and do that. When he plays basketball, he's about as good as there has ever been. Being from Illinois and having seen Michael play, I kind of lead toward him as the greatest, simply because of his leadership as well as his great play. And he made other people around him better than they were originally. I don't see LeBron being able to do that. And I don't think he'll do that as long as he's not focused on basketball. Play basketball. That's what the man does best. So that's all I got to say, sir. I appreciate you taking the call.
Hey, Dean, thanks for joining us on this Saturday night. If you want to chime in, 1-855-212-4CBS. Huge questions of the night. First one, is there any hate out there left for Tiger Woods and why? And also, will LeBron make a comeback with the Lakers and eventually take the Lakers back to the NBA Finals? I don't think it will happen. What do you think? 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show. Once again, here's Huge Bill Simonson.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 1-855-212-4227, is brought to you by GEICO. Great news, there's a quick way you could save money. Switch to GEICO, go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes you could save 15% or more on car insurance at geico.com. McKeon and Waller back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. Chris Lopresti will have another update here in about 7 minutes. Huge questions of the night you can answer. Is there any hate left for Tiger Woods, or has everybody forgiven him and we're all cheering for him on Sunday in that final grouping in his Tiger Sunday red to get his fifth green jacket? And then the second question, will we be cheering for LeBron James now that he's basically in charge of the Lakers franchise? Will he lead the Lakers back to the NBA Finals? I say no. You can answer that question at 1-866-838-4843. Also 1-855-212-4CBS. Let me get the number straight. Reading the wrong number. 1-855-212-4227 at Saturday Huge on Twitter. Don't want to give you my statewide number in Michigan as I'm looking at the console here when I'm doing my afternoon show across the state of Michigan Monday through Friday. Out to the audience we go. Let's check in with Mike from Chicago. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
How you doing? I got plenty of hate for Tiger.
You have plenty of hate? Why?
Yeah, I'll tell you why. It goes all the way back to when he was in college and when he just came on the tour. He had zero personality whatsoever, and all he amounted to was being Phil Knight's walking billboard. Okay, never liked the guy. There's nothing there. There's nothing there to like, as far as I'm concerned. I don't care if he wins 25 majors. Okay, I hope he never wins another tournament for the rest of his life.
Thank you, Michael in Chicago. Appreciate your huge opinion. And again, I'm open to everybody's opinions. I don't tell somebody, okay, you can't appreciate his greatness or what he's doing or what he's done in the last year. That's your choice. We're talking sports, not life or death here. Let's go to Tom in Chicago listening on AM 670, The Score. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Bill, just want to let you know how much we love you here in Chicago. I wish that you were located here in Chicago with Mr. Rosen as your boss. But anyway, I just wanted to let you know that you're right on the money about LeBron. LeBron, I love LeBron. I was so happy that, but let's face it, LeBron would not have gotten that championship in Cleveland if Kyrie didn't sink that last shot. So, but it was a big mistake him leaving Cleveland. And we need to forgive Tiger, and I hope that he humbles himself. Thank you, Bill, for being who you are, and keep it up.
Thank you, Tommy, in Chicago. And I think Tiger Woods has humbled himself. I have. I've watched it. I've seen it. And I truly believe that. Now, the way he acknowledges the crowds, sometimes in life it takes not hitting rock bottom, because he got divorced. Yeah, that's tough. I've been through a divorce. But, you know, Tiger, the comeback is about the golf course life. You know, his kids seeing him do something good, not reading about him, you know, Googling his name. I think the fact that he has been humbled, that's when it makes it easy to forgive and move on. When we know somebody understands, you know, their journey, and we appreciate it more. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Ray in Tennessee, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, listen, buddy. Thanks for taking my phone call. You know, I love listening to your show. The first time caller. You know, when you first came on, you know, One of the reasons I called was I was so locked into watching this today and to Tiger doing this. You know, I mean, I watched it clear through his, you know, he played the 18th hole out, and I was just, and I called my, and I, you know what I mean? I was just like, I kind of felt like you talked about, like, you know, this is amazing. I mean, this guy's, I mean, he's, he beat himself up, and everybody else beat him up, and now look where he's at. You know, hey, look, I think that means something to all of us. We just got to figure out what it means to us, I believe. And then LeBron, I always felt like, and, you know, I'm a little bit older. I've watched, you know, I'm in my 60s. I started watching basketball. I'm a Celtic fan. Since I was 9 years old, I bought a little black and white TV, you know, Bill Russell, all those guys. And I think it takes a complete team working together to win, you know, and you got to love each other and have the same goals set and everything. But anyway, I just thought I'd call in and comment. I appreciate you taking my phone call, and have a good evening. Thank
you. Yeah, thank you, Ray, in Tennessee. Appreciate you listening. You want to join us live, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. Two huge questions of the night. Are you cheering for Tiger on Sunday, or are there still haters out there? I think most of the haters are gone. You can answer that question. And also, LeBron now getting things to happen his way outside of big names coming to join that Lakers roster, but he'll pick his coach. Chances are he'll pick the team president slash GM. I don't know what Magic was doing compared to Pelinka, but I don't think LeBron will ever take the Lakers back to greatness. You agree or disagree? You can join in throughout the broadcast. Let's go to Robert from Indiana. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hi, Bill. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Hey, Robert. Thanks for listening tonight.
Basically, if I may, I've been a Jack Nicklaus fan. I'm 72 years old. I was a scratch golfer myself years ago, and I watched all of them play in person, including Tiger, Jack, Arnie, all of them. Tiger is probably the third to fifth best player of all time. Jack accrued all of his records, which was 18 majors and 19 seconds in majors against most of the best players that ever lived. If you look at who he had to beat, know that the crop of players, they weren't as extensive as they are today, but the players that he played against were some of the most of the best of all time. And Jack was by far the better player. Every part of his game was stronger except one aspect of it, of Tiger's. Tiger's short game. Jack was a better driver, just as longer, just as good an iron player, a better putter. Jack had it all. Jack was the best player of all time, taking nothing away from Tiger. I don't hate the man. I'm actually pulling for him. He's a better person now. He's a good father. He's a good person. It has nothing to do with hate.
Thank you, Robert, from Indiana. And I will say, as a divorced father, that, and I've been divorced, it'll be, 8 years in August, that you appreciate your children more. You really do. And you understand your role more as a father, unfortunately, in a divorce than maybe you did when you were married. So again, is that being humbled? No, it's a life lesson. And I grew up without a father, so I didn't really have a roadmap on being a father, but I think I'm a much better father today than I was when I was married. If you want to join us live, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. Tweet me. I'll read some tweets before the broadcast is done at Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show. Once again, here's Huge Bill Simonson.
CBS Sports Network is at Augusta National for a tradition unlike any other, as they keep an eye on golf's biggest stars, fine-tuning their game before taking the tee. It's Masters on the Range. Now, they say tomorrow morning at 11 Eastern, 8 Pacific, on the 24-hour home of CBS Sports. I wonder if it's earlier. I assume it is. If they're going to be on the range. Tiger Woods said he was waking up at 3:45 a.m. for his 9:20 a.m. threesome tea time with Molinari and Tony Finau. Finau and Tiger are two back of Molinari. That he's waking up at 3:45 a.m. That means he'll be listening to Zach Gelb on CBS Sports Radio as he's driving over to Augusta. I don't think he's driving. I know I saw a Twitter video of Phil Mickelson driving, but I don't think Tiger drives. I think he has a driver, and I don't mean in his bag. 3:45 a.m. So he must have a set time on, you know, he gets up this time before he goes to the course. He eats breakfast. He stretches at chiropractor, masseuse. I don't know what his ritual is. Putts, chips, few drives. I remember the only time I've ever met Tiger Woods was the final Pro-Am at the Buick Open at Warwick Hills in Grand Blanc, Michigan, on the east side of Michigan. I didn't know it would be the final Buick Open, but on my statewide show the day before, I asked the audience, hey, what would be a great icebreaker if I ran into Tiger Woods? Because I was playing in the Pro-Am, not in Tiger's foursome. I was with Chad Campbell, who was awesome. So the audience, you know, gave me ideas, and he had season tickets to the Orlando Magic, and I know the DeVos family who owns Amway Center and the Orlando Magic, among many other things. Great family. They give a lot back. And somebody said, hey, bring up his courtside seats. So I go check in to the amateur locker room, and I'm going to soak up the entire day. So I'm there at 6 a.m., right? Get out to the range. They even have a few mobile lights set up on the range at Warwick Hills in Grand Blanc, Michigan. And Puma was just getting into the gear, and a rep the day before when I was doing my statewide show from the golf course, they paid me $500 to wear Puma white pants, a black Puma zip shirt, and black and white Puma golf shoes. And I'm like, you bet. And they gave me a Puma belt. And he said, hey, we'll have it in the locker room for you. What time are you going to be there? And I said, I'll be there bright and early, 5:45 a.m., 6 a.m. So I get there, and I go in, and there's a box with clothes sitting there. And the belt was so tough to put on. It was, and again, at this time, how old am I? Am I 46? Is this 9 years ago, 10 years ago, 47? So, you know, I know Tiger's playing with Bob Seger, the legendary rock and roll crooner. But I'm in the amateur locker room. The pros are cordoned off, and they have omelets and everything that chefs are making for them. And we had, you know, like eggs and bacon, and it was pretty good spread. So I get dressed, and no one's there yet from the amateur side. And I want to soak this whole day in. And I come walking out of the amateur locker room, and I'm trying to get this belt. It was one of the toughest belts to put on ever. Most golf belts are. And I'm looking down, fidgeting with my belt, and I run into somebody right in front of me. And he turns around, and it's Tiger Woods. And now I'm remembering the audience icebreaker question. No one else is around. Nobody else is around. It's me and him before he goes out the door. Now, there already are people lined up at, you know, now it's a little after 6 a.m., and I go, hey, how about those Orlando Magic seats? He goes, oh, I love them. And I go, hey, I know Bob Vanderwide, the team president at the time, one of the owners. He says, oh, good guy. And then I made the mistake. I was so, and I'm in the media, and I'm not starstruck too often. I met Michael and a lot of big name, you know, Gretzky, a lot of big name people. But Tiger and Barry Woods are the two people I've met in person where I felt like a fan. I didn't know what to say. So, and I had the badge to walk out with Tiger, and the caddy that I hired, the local caddy, had my clubs already up at the range, and I could have walked up with Tiger Woods in front of all these people. Now, I think there's 2,000 people by the range watching, getting ready to watch Tiger. And I don't walk with them. I don't walk with them. And I can't catch up. I can't say, hey, Tiger, wait. No. I had that one shot. By the way, Tiger only hit about 4 shots on the range. He went to the short game area for about 25 minutes, 30 minutes, and then he putted right before they were going to go off like 7:10 a.m. So they're going off on 1, Tiger Woods and Bob Seger. I'm on 10 with Chad Campbell, and I think Judd was his caddy. Good man. Chad looked at us, and he knew our handicaps. You know, it's on the sheet, and he said, hey, can you guys each give me four holes where you can get a par and use your handicap, and I think I can go three or four under, and we can win this thing. So it was pretty cool. And all of a sudden he goes, hey, man, we want to stay away from those fairways with Woods and Seager. That's like a major gallery following those guys. So we start off, we're 14 under after 14 holes. And we're up there on the leaderboard. It's awesome. It was amazing, right? It's not a scramble. You're playing your own ball. And then we hit a wall. Next three holes, we just par, so we're going to 18. And we're finishing on 9 because we started on 10. Tiger Woods and Bob Seger, that crowd now is lined all the way down 18 at Warwick Hills in Grand Blanc, Michigan. And Chad looks at us and says, because he tees off first and he comes up to our tees, he says, hey, man, put away your drivers. You don't want to get lost in that crowd. You don't want the shoe. So the other guys in the group all hit, and I looked at my caddy and I said, get my driver. And he says, hey, didn't Chad just say? I go, no, you know what? This is my last hole in this, and I'm going to go over that tree. So he gives me my driver. I was too quick, came out of it, yanked it, hit the tree, dropped, and I'm going to say a sea of 2,000 people had the shoe. And I go walking down the middle of the fairway. Chad Campbell and his caddy, like I said, I think his name was Judd, come up behind me, and they said, Chad patted me on the butt, and he said, good luck, big boy. And I turned, caddy walks with me, and we're walking down. It was the most eerie feeling I've ever had, because the line of people is 50, 60 yards long, and all I'm thinking about who I'm going to kill with my errant shot out of here. They got the guys, the men and women with the paddles, right? You know, the quiet. And it's matted down because it was wet from the watering the night before in the huge gallery for Tiger Woods and Bob Seger. And my caddy says, hey, man, just take a pitch and punch out of here and let's get on our way. And I go, no, man, give me 3-iron. I'm going to hit a stinger out of here and I'm going to get around that tree. And he's like, all right. So all of a sudden the paddles go up. And I'm thinking, no one's recognized me. It's pretty cool. Then I forget I got the huge logo on the right sleeve from the Puma people for wearing their gear. And they're paying me $500, which was cool. And someone goes, huge, come on. And I'm thinking, oh, no. And I'll never forget this as long as I live, that when I hit my shot, I felt I was in the zone. I didn't hear or see anybody except that ball. I was so focused. I stinger it around the tree, and I'm about 60 yards off the green. And then by the time I got there, Woods and Seager had made their way to their green. Then I told the caddy, wouldn't it be nice if I just bladed my shot right into Tiger Woods and Bob Seager? Instead, we ended 14 under. Chad Campbell was fantastic. What a gentleman. Good man. One of the best moments of my life. It really was, outside of having children. That's my story on meeting Tiger Woods. I told my kids that today. And they listened for about 2 minutes and went and played Fortnite. And they said, golf is boring. And they don't get it. And I said, come on, guys. Dad met Tiger Woods. If you want to join in, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Let's go to Thomas in Cleveland, listening to 92.3 FM. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, man, let me tell y'all something. Y'all got to stop talking bad about my boy. Now, LeBron James, now he's a great basketball player. He's one heck of a humanitarian. All the things he does for the kids in the schools and everything. So I think people need to back up off him a little bit in terms of all the hatred that is spit at him for no reason.
I'm not hating on him. I'm just saying he made a mistake going to L.A. from a basketball perspective. And I stand by that. Thank you, Thomas in Cleveland. Edwin in Massachusetts, you're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hi, Huge. Thank you for taking my call. So with regards to Tiger and the Masters, a couple of thoughts on that. First of all, I am 100% rooting for Tiger in this instance for him to take home the green jacket. Now, as far as his, you know, personal life and those elements and, you know, whether people should be rooting for him or not, at the end of the day, no one is infallible. And the only primary reason why that's so magnified, I would say, is because of the information age and the technology age. And everybody seems to want to have an opinion on, you know, things related to celebrities and public figures. But I would, you know, I would say about that, you know, if it wasn't for that, I mean, really, in essence, that's none of our business. With what happened with him in the past, and the past is the past. It's not like the man murdered anyone. So I think people should move on from that. And then as far as Tiger is concerned with his legacy, I would consider him the greatest of all time when it comes to golf. I know that one of the previous callers talked about Jack Nicklaus and was commenting as far as his pure skill goes, and putting, you know, giving him the edge in that department. However, the reason why I would give Tiger the edge is a number of things. The pure skill is up there. The accolades are definitely up there. And then I would, you know, say that one of the true X factors is impact. I think Tiger has elevated the game to heights that it's never seen. He revolutionized the game. And I feel that based off of that overall impact coupled with everything else, and I would consider him the total package, and I'd give him the GOAT title based off that. Maybe you can speak on this as well. I don't think that ratings have been higher as far as eyeballs on the screen with Tiger, you know, being a force in the league, in golf. So I think that, you know, he's the greatest, you know, based off of all that, and I'll hang up. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you, Edwin, for that huge opinion on Massachusetts. I think you can look at generational. We can go through sports. You can say Michael is the greatest, LeBron, you know, Kobe in that argument. You can look old school and say Russell and Oscar Robinson and Kareem and Wilt Chamberlain, right? Just like in golf, you can look at Arnie and Jack, and then you can look at Tiger. And greatest of their generation. Same thing we can do in boxing, right? You know, we wouldn't know until in their prime you had this unbelievable heavenly opportunity to have Jack, Arnie, and Tiger in their prime playing each other with equal equipment and balls and courses. We have been blessed, though. If you step back and you look at the unbelievable athletes we've been able to follow, no matter if you're 80 listening right now or you're 18, it's a beautiful thing. If you want to join in, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, I'm reading tweets. And Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.